This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
From crazy ransomware, what does it mean to so many others that were part of the global attack? And speaking of an attack, there's an attack on the president saying that he shared classified intelligence, and that's part of this Russian investigation that's not going away. Hey, everybody. Here we are in America tonight, kicking off yet another week, and the buzz across the land is still Russia, Russia, Russia. I'm telling you, Comey, 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 Russia, 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 and now these new investigations. But to be sure, a few other things actually fell through the cracks over the weekend, and we will jump on that. Coming up this hour, oh, you don't want to miss this, on our nightly Forbes Books at Bedtime, the first part of a two-part conversation with Ruth Hedges. You know, crowdfunding? She's the CEO of Global Crowdfunding Convention, and it is the wildest thing, crowdfunding. One of the, there's a thing called exploding kittens. If you don't know what it is, go to your search engine and just put it in so you can see it. When they came to the convention, they wanted $100,000, and that's what crowdfunding is about, funding whatever project that you're interested in, that you hear a pitch for, and you can fund just small amounts of money, whatever it is. In the case of exploding kittens, $8 million. They wanted $100 million. They wanted 100 million clams. Then they wanted $100,000, and they started to do their pitch and were shocked by the results. The interest was so high. So in the end, $8 million, which is so shocking to me. A new way of investing and helping other people and getting your dreams funded. It's been interesting what people have done with crowdfunding. It's like Kickstarter crowdfunding, just another version of that. And I can't wait for you to meet Ruth. And that comes up in another couple of segments. You know, the market's been, speaking of money for a second, the markets have been super hot. Backing up, in a pretty good direction. The S&P, the NASDAQ, the Dow Jones. Yeah, up, buoyed for some reason, because you could certainly look at negative news. And there's a buzz that, wow, the fact that there's not a lot of fear out there maybe is a reason to be worried. See, we have to have something negative, right? We have to have something negative. So the anxiety actually is growing, even though the U.S. stock market is at an all-time high. Despite the terrible political headlines, what's happening with North Korea, there are certainly reasons why you would think the market could be shaky, but it's not. So the fear has been stomped out with don't worry, be happy, be silly, be glad. Since it's just high, they're focusing on good things, which is a shock. I mean, eventually something goes wrong and it goes down, but right now it's nothing about possibilities. And the possibilities are pretty high. If you look at how high the market has gotten, I would say that's what we're seeing. In the meantime, it was about the loss of communicating. How many institutions were hit in a cyber attack? In China, they say at least 40,000 were hit. It's a battle everybody knows they have to fight every day. Sometimes somebody opens up a wrong email, and you can't educate the people who work there enough. Universities, hospitals, businesses. It's a global hack. It's locked up at least 200,000 machines since last week. They're trying to determine if they have lost any of their data, if their systems are even safe. Should they pay ransomware? Or do they have backups that will allow them to avoid getting into that? I think it's a slippery slope if you pay ransomware. But how much is it worth it to you compared to what's being asked? That would be the question to weigh. And in China, the state-run oil company PetroChina did say that the attack disrupted the electronic payment capabilities of a lot of their gas stations over the weekend. But by Sunday, at least 80% were functioning at a normal level. Ooh, I think it's scary. Frankly. Some U.S. entities were hit, but very, very few. Which, that's a reason to be happy. Don't click on things you don't know. Don't get curious. You know that old saying about curiosity killed the cat? Oh, cats in the bag, bags in the river. You can look that one up, too. But it's not a place you want to go. Because how worth it would it be? And the answer is ransomware? Oh, how insane and how brain-rotting would that be to have to pay ransomware? But what do you do when somebody has you over a barrel? They have you. So if you feel like it's worth it to pay it, you pay it. But boy, oh boy, I think I hate to use a trite, old, cliched phrase, but I guarantee all of you, no matter your age, understand it. It's a slippery slope. If you're really stuck, I guess you have to pay it. If there's no way to pry that open, you have to pay it. But don't click on things you don't know. Don't work with people who are clicking around on all kinds of things, because they're bound to accidentally trip a wire, and the wire could be really bad. Oh, really bad. If you're a salt hound, raise your hand. I have my special infrared glasses on, I can see. Ooh, there's some in Idaho. Ottumwa, moving up toward Ottumwa. Yeah, over there in New Jersey, you get the drift. It seems like a lot of people are raising their hand. Researchers from Vandy say salt's not necessarily that bad for you. That's kind of shocking. But they're saying cutting out, having some salt isn't bad for you. Eat less salt is too simple and ignores the fact that salt can raise hormone levels in the body that regulate blood pressure, so you should have some salt. In fact, they found that these researchers at Boston University found that people consuming less than 6 grams of salt a day have higher blood pressure. It seems like the opposite. Didn't we always hear about don't use too much salt and salt is bad for you and you could have a heart attack and, oh, your blood pressure will spike? Well, that's old wives' tales. That's all wrong now. I'll meet you in a few here on ATN.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We can do right. Aim for the fences. So we don't know what's going to happen with this whole Russia probe. You know, I could say that till I'm blue in the face 10 different ways, it all comes out the same way. We'll shake it in 10 different directions. And, you know, the bottom line is, until we see that there is some hardcore evidence, and that's the bottom line. Once there's evidence, if they can nail the evidence out there and, you know, there's no refuting it. Well, that's one thing. But with what we have going on in D.C., it's like this, it's like blacks, you know what it reminds me of? Black snow ball fights, meaning like dirty snow. You know, when it's dirty because it's kind of slushy because you got all the tires running over it. And you're throwing those dirty snowballs back and forth. And it's awful because it's getting all over your stuff. When I was a kid, that's what we called a dirty snowball fight. And, of course, somebody was hurling it at you ridiculously like a fastball. And there's so much of that happening in D.C., it's like unbreakable. It's unbreakable. And, yes, there are definite questions, and there's questions that have to be answered. There's no question about it. I mean, the truth will set you free. Isn't that what we always hear? The truth will set you free? So we'll see what the truth says. But there's three different investigations going on right now about Russia, the election, all of that. And the rumor is, the Washington Post is saying that government officials keep saying that the president discussed classified information with Russians. So if that's the case, then there'd be so many more questions to be answered that do they weather the storm? Does the administration weather the storm? And if I were a betting person, I would say they're going to weather it. Because you can't just have accusations or hunches or instincts. I mean, it has to. You'd have to have something hardcore, and maybe there is. But here we go again with a leak. So somebody leaks it out, somebody knew something, and they leaked it out. Where's the leak coming from? The administration, or at least some of the senior people, are denying the Washington Post report, calling it false. The White House is rebutting points that weren't reported in the story. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said the president didn't reveal sources and methods. The Post didn't say he did, but the Post article I went back and read, it said Trump did not reveal the specific, intelligence gathering method. But he described how the Islamic State was pursuing elements of a specific plot and how much harm such an attack could cause under varying circumstances. So the speculation, the possible reports, you could piece it together. I'm not sure. There's no question that the president has the legal authority to divulge classified information, even to rivals or adversaries, by the way. But what complicates it is the information wasn't his. So if it came from an unknown, or if it came from an unnamed U.S. ally, that's a whole different thing. And what was the motive about? Why? What would the motive be? And to me, that's what's really disturbing for all of you listening. What's the motive? Sink my own battleship? And knowing that that's not good, there's things that you're briefed on that you can't... Yeah, you're not gonna do that. And then the question also of... So the questions of these leaks, where these leaks are coming from. Then the conversations being recorded. The White House has to either confirm or deny the existence of Oval Office tapes. We've been down this road before. Think Nixon. When Trump tweeted that last week that James Comey had just been fired, he said, better hope that there were no tapes of the conversation. But since the White House has refused to discuss whether those tapes exist, now there's the tug of war over tapes. And is anything taped? And what does that mean? What does that mean? Supposedly there is a third country that provided intelligence of the Russia agenda and conversations to the U.S. And the theory is that in Saudi Arabia on Saturday, the president will meet with the Persian Gulf of Nations, Persian Gulf Nations, in the Gulf Cooperative Council. Then he flies to Israel next week, followed by meetings with NATO allies in Brussels. And then the Group of Seven in Sicily, so that's a lot of travel. And that's a lot of serious policy to talk about in those meetings. It's exactly what we're mentioning. And what I don't understand is, what's the motivation? What would the motivation be? If you look at Donald Trump as the president, is one of is any of the countries or any of the countries, and I said this already, that he's going to meet with, are any of them part of that so-called Persian Gulf states? That could have drastic consequences, really. I mean, seriously drastic consequences. Right now, totally, totally in limbo. Because there's leaks, is there misinformation? What do we not know? It's like having a puzzle where you think, oh, this fits together. I agree with what they're saying. I agree with what I just heard today. I agree with them. I agree with them. And you're piecing it all together. But some of the pieces don't fit. That has to be explained. The pieces that don't fit. And speaking of not fitting, I've noticed in my neighborhood, although I think I fit in well, there's a lot of for sale signs. A lot of for sale signs. The tough housing market is starting to end. And I think there's some competition, especially in the South, in the Midwest. That's where it's really, really opened up. So, like, for example, in San Francisco, a 5% down payment for a house in San Francisco would be larger than a 20% down payment in most of the top 10 best markets. San Francisco has got to be one of the most expensive places to live. Best places for first-time home buyers: Orlando, Florida, Tampa, Florida, Indianapolis, for our Indy fans out there, Vegas, San Antonio, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Detroit, Michigan, Dallas, Texas, and Cleveland, Ohio. Because of what you'll pay, what you'll get, hopefully, because every house is different. But I'd say that's doable for some of those first-time homeowners. I think they can pay those down payments and still not be eating peanut butter. And the national median home value, you know what it was? $196,000. $196,000. Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. It seems odd. I would think it would be just a little bit, I don't know, I think it would have been over two. Just a little bit over two. But not. If you're moving from one of the exciting areas I talked about, post your picture somewhere so we can pump it out to other people. Maybe we can help you sell it. Forbes Books at Bedtime. Next, we're talking about crowdfunding.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Well, we're very excited to be joined by Ruth Hedges. Think of Global Crowdfunding Convention in Vegas. I love Vegas. I used to live there, and this is the perfect place for it, right? At the end of October, actually 2 days in October, October 23rd and 24th. And big news as far as Global Crowdfunding Convention is concerned, because they've hooked up with Microsoft, but we'll get to that in a second. First, we need to start from the very beginning. Ruth, thanks so much for popping on with us here at Forbes Books at Bedtime. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This is really exciting stuff.
So tell us, for people who don't know, let's talk about crowdfunding.
Sure.
The beginnings of it, everything.
So actually, the Statue of Liberty was crowdfunded. They did not have. Yes, it was. That's absolutely true. They did not have any place to put it, so they had to crowdfund.
We got the statue.
We got the statue.
What should we do with
really,
it?
Really, they didn't have. And it was going to cost $125,000 of a concrete and yes. whatever else yes. they built to put this on. And so they put an ad in the newspaper. And people gave pennies and nickels and dimes till they came up with $125,000. And that was a lot of, that's millions of dollars in today's
yes.
dollars.
Right, yes. right.
But that was some of the first crowdfunding.
So the early days of crowdfunding, now we leap forward to now, and that's like a buzzword. You like have it's your own vocabulary when it comes to crowdfunding.
We do.
How big, let's talk about the impetus for it. How did this all start?
So when the internet came into play, we had a way to communicate with a large group of people about causes and about innovation and things that before we would have to meet face-to-face to do. So the technology really helped push crowdfunding. But then there were some people who created the platforms like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, GoFundMe, were the three big ones that came out initially. And then there was actually one of the platforms that most people don't know about. It's called Artist Share. And it was in before Kickstarter and Indiegogo. And it was for musicians. And in 2003, they launched Artist Share to help musicians fund their music because the...
2003?
2003.
So 10 years before...
Kickstarter. Well, Kickstarter is about 2008. So it was really 5 years, let's say.
I am going to interrupt you to tell one on myself. I was at a startup event in New York and met the founders of Kickstarter. They were pitching.
Right.
And I walked away and I thought, that's the stupidest
thing. Oh, my God, you did not, really.
I did not say, can I invest? It was very early on. And I mean, they were just working on the vocabulary. But before you knew what it was such an insane idea that it really didn't make sense until it made sense.
Until it made sense. Yeah. And then it's on Artist Share, they've had 29 artists, musicians, nominated for a Grammy, and 10 of them won Grammy Awards.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Do you realize this music would have never existed without crowdfunding? And they are Grammy-quality music. Yeah. This is unbelievable.
You would have had to go to their house and know to knock on their garage door.
Right. Wow. Exactly. Yeah.
Crazy. That's fantastic.
How, in monetary terms, I mean, the money has to be off the charts. I always say it's what's your wow. Where are we as far as that's concerned, Ruth?
So when I first did my first convention in 2012, we're doing our sixth global crowdfunding convention this year, the entire industry in the whole world was $1.7 billion. Last year was $65 billion. Yeah. It was more than venture capital funding. More than venture capital funding.
Well, and there's another piece to this that I think is important. Of that, say the number again, how many billions?
65.
65 billion. What percentage is the thing people think of when they think of crowdsourcing, which is Kickstarter?
Well, it's not crowdsourcing. Crowdsourcing is a different thing.
Okay.
This is crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding,
right.
I mean. But I think when people hear a number like that and this conversation, they think Kickstarter. So I think one of the things we need to do is explain the difference, just for starters.
Right, sure. So there are three kinds of crowdfunding. There is what is called donation or cause-related crowdfunding. Everybody knows GoFundMe.
Yes.
Katrina, the Boston bombing, medical causes, $750 million on GoFundMe alone is for medical causes. Then you have people that are just, you know, college tuition. People crowdfund tuition all the time. They crowdfund anything you can possibly think of. That's donation or cause-related crowdfunding. The second kind is called reward crowdfunding. There are several thousand platforms in every language, in every country in the world today where you can crowdfund. It's not just Kickstarter and Indiegogo anymore. There are huge platforms now in China, in Italy, in France, you name it. There's crowdfunding everywhere in the world today. And that's mostly based on reward crowdfunding, where you have a prototype for an idea of product and you don't have the money for the inventory. So you go to the crowd and you say, hey, look, if you help me with some upfront money, I will give you one of these right off, you know, when we get it manufactured, for below the manufactured suggested retail price.
Maybe it's signed by Sting, or there's a party.
Right.
Or, I mean, it's a reward.
It's a reward. Yeah. But in many cases, it's the thing that is the reward.
Right.
It's not
that's
the
right.
baseball cap and the T-shirt that's really that's compelling right. people.
It's what
it's that thing. Yes. I want the drone.
The coolest cooler where the guy wanted
cooler.
To make
$100,000
and got $10 million in funding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow,
yes.
So you have to have a favorite story. I know that's hard, but what's your favorite story to come out of now going into your 6 years? Of somebody getting funding?
Well, there's so many of them because I'm obviously immersed in this.
Yeah.
It's like I have a computer chip of stuff. there is a couple of them. One is in January just this year, a board game called Monster 1.5 crowdfunded $1 million in 19 minutes.
Whoa.
And then went on to crowdfund $5 million in the first 48 hours.
Holy smokes.
There is
who's the creator?
it's a game company.
Okay.
I don't have
so
the name.
So it's somebody with a background
yes,
in games.
Yes, it's a game, okay. And it's a board game with creatures,
okay. So it's not even, it's not gaming.
No, it's not gaming.
Digital.
It's an actual board, like a Monopoly kind of board game. And then there's Flowhive, which was, this one blew my mind. They were trying to raise $150,000 for a box that taps into a tree and or into a beehive or something, and you get honey. And they raised $12 million. They were trying to raise $150,000.
Wow.
They raised $12 million in 30 days.
And,
so what do you attribute that to? Stop for a second. What do you attribute that to? They knew how to tell their story. People were excited about it. It has to be part about the pitch has to be good.
So this is why I put the convention on every year, and this is why I also have a software that helps people understand. You cannot set it and forget it. You cannot build it and they will come. It is a real serious process. It's like applying for a grant, right? If you apply for a grant, you have to fill out a lot of forms and you have to go through a process. Even if you want to go after venture capital funding, how many people go on a roadshow, travel the country? That's a process. They have to get prepared. They have to have a business plan and they have to do all these things. Crowdfunding has a list of things too. And if you don't do them, you will not raise a dime.
Yes.
And even though I can sit here and name hundreds of campaigns that have been extremely successful, I can list thousands of campaigns that have
that
failed
weren't.
Miserably.
And maybe somebody gets lucky once in a while because they don't do what you prescribe.
Exactly.
But if you really want to, if you want to do it in a smart, strategic way, you've got
to
go through
the process. Right. You have to have a killer video, and you have to have great social footprint. People have to be able to Google
social
you.
Social media is everything.
And know that you are a thought leader in whatever it is you're doing. Write some blog articles. Get some press. For example, I have been in Forbes 7 times. I've been either interviewed or quoted on crowdfunding in your magazine for, you know, a long time.
And
that matters, you know.
Right.
One of the things I want to go back to, so say the name of the honey product again.
Flowhive.
Flowhive. Mm-hmm. They wanted to raise $150,000. They raised $12 million. I want to make sure everyone listening understands that when they raised that $12 million, if they had gone to VCs, they would have given up 30, 50, 70% of their company. This $12 million, they sold product and still own 100% of the company. They didn't sell the company. They sold the product. And that is, I think, one of the most transformational things about this form of funding.
It is. But let me just say, as one of the pioneers of the securities-based crowdfunding, which is now legal to be able to raise money, giving people equity in a company, there was a company called Oculus Rift.
Of course.
Do you remember Oculus? Okay, so they raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter, and then they were bought up for $1 billion.
Right.
And the people, there were 900 people who gave them 9,000 people who gave them $300 so they could have a pair of the 3D glasses when they manufactured them. Those people would have gotten a $40,000 return on that $300 investment.
All right. Well, I take back what I said about the... I get it.
A year and a half later...
Had they invested
had that $300...
And the company would have got their funding.
And the company would have still gotten the funding.
Yes.
And they could have bought themselves a whole lot of glasses for $40,000.
So this really addresses, in part, the qualified investor problem. I mean,
everyone in this room is a angel investor. They just don't know it.
Yes.
You don't have to be accredited investor anymore.
Accredited investor.
You don't have to have a net worth of $1 million or an income of $200,000 for 2 years in a row to be considered an investor in a startup business plan. Before these laws were passed, there was only 8.7 million people in the entire country that were eligible to invest. Meanwhile, you have 240 million other people who have a lot of discretionary money because we spent $1 trillion on Christmas this year. We hit $1 trillion the first time.
It also meant, and this is what made me crazy about the qualified, is the term qualified investor?
Yeah.
What made me crazy about it is if your next door neighbor created the new Facebook and you believed in it and you wanted to invest... Before crowdsourced equity came along, if you didn't have enough wealth, the government said, nope, you can't invest. Sorry, you may have picked the best. You could not take any of your money and put it in because the law forbade it. And that, to me, was tragic.
It was tragic because we are sitting on the wealthiest country in the world with so much I mean, I live in Las Vegas. Look at all the people that walk into a casino, put money on a craps table, a slot machine. Nobody cares how much they spend. But when it comes to investing, the government feels like they have to get in the middle of this and protect all of us from losing our shirts.
Ruth, hold that thought. We're going to continue our conversation with Ruth Hedges, CEO and founder of Global Crowdfunding Convention, on our next edition of Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Surprise, the mailbag is full with a lot of thoughts from a lot of you. So let's jump to it here in our final segment for this hour of America Tonight. This one is from Art, and Art says, Kate, oh my gosh, so sad about the actor who died. And you know what? I kept thinking, I know I've seen him on a ton of shows. Do you know what I'm talking about? Everybody was talking about this actor, and I realized my daughter watches a show called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and that was the last place I had seen him, but I've seen him in a ton of movies. Yeah, Powers Booth is who you're talking about, and it's funny you say that because my texting exploded. Like, different people were texting me, in other words, when they heard that he died. So 68 years old. And he had such an interesting background. He had such a great voice. You know, he just had this great voice that he was on this show that I watched called Deadwood. Some of you might have watched that. And he was in a whole bunch. He was like this great character actor, really. I remember reading a story about him. It's the funniest thing that he didn't really want to be an actor. He was going to SMU in Dallas, Texas. And he kind of fell into this acting thing, and he was so good at it. Oh, my gosh. If you go back to the 80s, rent a movie called Red Dawn. He was great in Red Dawn. And he was great in Deadwood, and I know there's just a million roles. I mean, maybe I'm exaggerating, but a ton of roles that he played in. And he was excellent. I mean, absolutely excellent. So, yes, that was part of the buzz at the water cooler, what I call what everybody's talking about. I know if you've watched any kind of movies or television or whatever, you've seen him at some point. Just great voice, great actor. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe, who says, wow, this whole thing over Comey is incredible, Kate D. I can't even believe that we're still dealing with the Comey collateral damage, but I guess we should be, because the obvious deal for most people is he was fired because of the Russia investigation, but I personally think he was incompetent anyway. I heard you say something about that, but the timing, it's always about timing, my dear, and I think that's part of the problem of this. Oh, absolutely. Everything's timing in life, isn't it? Good and bad. So when he was booted, he was investigating the alleged links to this Russian election meddling. So, of course, there's going to be some fallout for that. Of course, there's going to be accusations that there is an abuse of power. And we don't know how this is turning out. I mean, I'm not privy to what's happening specifically in that Russian investigation. But there's a lot of frustration out there. And now the search is on, of course, for Comey's replacement. And it is a punchline to so many jokes. I heard a good one the other day. Somebody said to me, you know, James Comey is looking for a job. And then there was a pause. The person told me and said, there might be an opening in Russia. I don't know. I thought it was funny. But we haven't heard the last of this, definitely. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Katie. Kate, I've never emailed your show. I want you to know that I work a lot of different hours. A lot of times I work in the morning, but I'll download your show. I heard you mention it one time when I was listening at tunein.com, and I get it, and I listen during the day, and I laugh my head off, and I only wish that it was live so I could jump on the phone line and call you. But I thought I would send you an email. I know that you have been paying attention to what's happening with sports. I know that you're a sports fan, and my husband is big into auto racing, and it's funny, I heard you also say that you used to call it a bunch of left-hand turns until you actually went and saw it. But did you see the story, or did you see the crash of Eric Almirola and the fact that I guess now he's got a fractured vertebrae? The crash looked terrible, but not good news for him. And I guess Danica Patrick was involved in it. Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up. I just read this. It's a compression fracture to the T5 vertebra, right, at that crash at the Kansas Speedway. And it was fiery. It looked terrible. They took him off in a stretcher, and you see a hit like that, and you know it's not a good thing. But I guess he's mobile, and he flew back to North Carolina, so that's the good news. Whenever you hear anything about vertebrae and whatever, ooh, you just cringe. I tell you, it looked like someone was not going to walk out of that, and luckily they all did, but it was pretty scary. Pretty scary moment. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Techie. I'm sure that is a nickname. Techie says, Kate, I know that you talk about tech on the show when you're talking about it's your business or you do the Forbes thing that I, congratulations, like, that I've been listening to. And I wondered if you talk at all about that, the ransomware attack, and how many people were hit by that. Oh my gosh, it was crazy. It's the world's biggest cyber attack. Yeah, and it's hit 150 countries, and it's infected, they say, 200,000 machines since it started spreading last Friday. So hospitals, universities, manufacturers, government agencies, England, China, Russia, Germany, Spain, all of them have been hit by this virus. I got a note from somebody about watching for the virus to step, you know, be careful with my computer, just a reminder, don't open things I don't know, that kind of stuff. And it's, you know, again, there was like a red alert that was put out to make sure that if this hits us, that I'm not hit by it. But boy, it's the Windows systems and the malware and trying to fix that problem. What a nightmare. If you've ever had to deal with anything, any kind of hacking at all, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Can you imagine on this big level? It shows you how vulnerable we are and why cybersecurity, you know, we had that conversation with Phyllis Newhouse last week. Cybersecurity is so deadly. It is so scary, and it's such a big field because you're constantly working on how do you protect the infrastructure? What do you do? And what happens when you're hit by cyber attack? Individually is one thing. A company is completely another thing, and it's scary. I mean, it's absolutely scary. I got to say that. All right, here's one from Ben who says, Kate, I don't know if you are, I like when you guys start that. I don't know if you're aware of this. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but I happen to be reading one of the blogs that somebody I know wrote because I go to Lowe's a lot, and I saw this story about employees having this uniform that they have to wear, an exoskeleton, and I wondered what that was about, and I think it's just a testing thing, but is this something that maybe ends up, I know you talk about innovation, is this something that maybe ends up becoming kind of the uniform for people who have to pick things up and bow and stand a lot? You think of the people not just at Lowe's, but at any kind of a warehouse where they're doing all that stretching, bending, etc. You know what? It's so interesting you say that because it is incredibly innovative. And it's these exoskeletons, the ability you would have. And I guess you're right. You saw maybe the same story I saw briefly. I read it, that they have a couple of employees that they're testing this with in Virginia that'll make it easier for them to lift objects, stock shelves, that kind of stuff, because those kind of people, the certain people that they have, spend so much time lifting and moving, and it's terrible on their backs, and they always have signs of how to correctly move and whatever. But wearing it, excuse me, they say is similar to putting on a rock climbing harness and a backpack, and you've got this carbon fiber shaft that runs down your back and thighs. So when you bend to pick something over, this helps you. The rod straightens and it makes it easier. It straightens and it releases. It's kind of, they say it's kind of like, I love this description, it's kind of how a bow, when it releases, what happens with a bow and arrow when an arrow is launched. And they're doing this with Virginia Tech, and an engineering professor there has been developing it, and I love it. So how do you use your human abilities with mechanical powers? So not doing away with the employee. Remember, we always think we're going to be replaced by robots. But how about that? They're about 4 or 5 weeks into this 3-month pilot program, and the response from the employees, they say, has been amazing because they're not hurting themselves, and it's giving them that extra jolt that they need to be able to pick certain things up. And I bet you if they really perfect this professor is smart, this could end up becoming huge in so many industries. But is it, you know, does it work? They say they're going to add a jet pack next year, and I'll be curious to see how far this goes. Thanks so much for all of your emails. Remember, you can always send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, you're in that way. And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of America Tonight. I like that.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.